News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. You're listening to a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The Wausau school controversy about holiday concerts and religious music has attracted the attention of advocacy groups from around the country. Rory Gray with the Alliance for Defending Freedom says they support and defend religious liberty, right to life, marriage, and family issues. Gray says a Wausau parent contacted his group.
Well, we were actually contacted by a mother who's opposed to the new policy, and we were also called by the Family Policy Council in Wisconsin about this issue to get some legal advice. And so we decided to send a letter to the school board explaining why the new practice is really not a good idea and it's completely unnecessary.
And Gray says that legal rulings that have already been issued by courts around the country are on the side of favoring religious music. Gray says schools across America play those songs as part of their curriculum. He says it is part of culture and history, and he says that there are many great works that have religious themes.
Courts have uniformly approved having those in public schools, so we were rather concerned and confused as to why the district thought that that was an issue.
Wisconsin Family Action President Julianne Appling is a former board member in Whitewater. She says there are difficult issues. She says school boards could impose religious music limits if they choose to, but she says they would be unpopular and board members could be voted out.
School boards have enormous latitude. Now, because the law is more generous than what the Wausau School District is attempting to force their music faculty and music programs to do, doesn't mean that they don't have the right to do that.
Now, the question surrounding holiday concerts and religious music will be the subject of a special school board meeting in Wausau tonight.
The school's attorney has guided administrators toward limits on religious music. At least two advocacy groups have written to the district saying the changes are unnecessary and that the courts have upheld the use of religious choral music in the schools. There are at least three issues likely to come up tonight. Can the Wausau West Masters singers perform religious songs in and out of school? Can the elementary holiday programs be reinstated? And should the administration have involved the school board before making the changes? The special school board meeting starts at 6:30 right after the board, administration, and legal counsel meet in closed session at 5:30. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
President Obama has invited all Republicans to the White House. Not all of them will show up.
He still insists he won't negotiate with the government partially shut down and the debt ceiling unresolved. But the president has invited all House Republicans to the White House to talk today.
There is the possibility of finding common ground when we sit down, Republicans and Democrats.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. House Speaker John Boehner declined the offer to haul all of his Republicans over, taking instead several GOP leaders. That leaves Pennsylvania House Republican Scott Perry out, who already had a question in mind.
What is your offer? What do you want to do to get the country right with debt and deficit? And that would be the one question.
Carney says the president will ask House Republicans to do the right thing. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
It appears the Democrats in Wisconsin have a challenger for GOP Congressman Sean Duffy. She is Ashland alderperson Kelly Westland. Westland is a consultant in the Ashland area. She hasn't committed to the race yet, but says she is seriously considering a run. The town of Saratoga is trying to end a lawsuit from the developers of a proposed mega dairy. With the story, here is WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
Attorneys for the Saratoga Town Board met on Wednesday in front of Judge Thomas Egan to try and dismiss the lawsuit brought by the Golden Sands Dairy. Wysocki Family Farms has proposed the dairy, a 7,000-acre farm in the town of Saratoga that would manage 5,300 dairy cattle, plus the crops and support services for the farm. Saratoga's board opposes building the dairy, and their building inspector has refused to issue building permits. Wysocki Family Farms filed a civil suit in July of 2012 after town board members placed a moratorium on new construction. A hearing for the dismissal motion will be held in January of 2014. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
This is a sad anniversary. It's the three-year anniversary of the disappearance of Stephanie Lowe of Wausau. And for the first time, Wausau police are confirming what many people thought, that they believe she was murdered in her apartment at 701 and a half Thomas Street, and that her body was removed the night she went missing. Anyone with information should contact Wausau police, 715-261-7883. That number's on our website, WSAU.com. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin, meteorologist Justin Lowe.
More warm weather for this time of year for today. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 72. Southeast wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, mainly clear and quiet, the low down to 48. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then a few more clouds in the afternoon. A breezy day with a high of 71. Southeast wind at 10 to 20. A 30% chance of showers Friday night into Saturday morning. Otherwise, by Saturday afternoon, partly sunny, fairly nice, high 66. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
If we could just hit pause and have this weather for another month or so, hey, that'd be nice. You can get the forecast and the temperatures for the next 6 days anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.